For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be here next week. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. You can tune in live at 1500 a.m. Federal News Radio, or you can listen online at www.federalnewsradio.com. You can also go to the Village Green website at www.myvillagegreen.com and listen to any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free. It is a wonderful resource. Today we have a great show lined up for you as always. I'm going to have a wonderful naturopathic physician on the phone with me today who's going to be discussing some of the issues around seasonal affective disorder. So we're going to talk about what this is, what it means. It's more commonly referred to as the wintertime blues. And we're going to be discussing lifestyle interventions, nutritional interventions, supplement interventions to help deal with people that notice a little bit of a dip in their mood when the days get shorter in the wintertime. Just want to mention a couple quick things before we dive into this exciting topic. Now through the end of December is the big annual sale at the Village Green. Remember, we're having huge discounts on all Pathway products, all professional line products, and everything that's in the store. So this is a great time to get in there and stock up on any of your health and wellness needs. Also, just want to give you some quick previews of some of the shows coming up. We're going to have a great lineup for everybody starting in the new year. We got a lot of exciting shows. Next week, Dana Lake is going to be on with Dean Morris, who is a master herbalist. He's going to be fifth generation herbalist, talking about lots of different aspects around herbalism and some of the amazing ways that we can use herbs to significantly improve our health. So don't forget to tune into that one. What most people don't understand is that even most of the pharmaceuticals that we deal with today, or many of the pharmaceuticals we deal with today, have their origins in botanical medicine. So I think the power of botanical medicine is underestimated, and having such a great herbalist on like Dean Morris next week with Dana is going to be a great way for people to get introduced to the power of herbs and how we can use them in our lives. And then in a couple weeks, I'm going to have back on Cheryl Burdett. She's a naturopathic physician and did a great radio show with me a couple months back about glutathione and aspects around the antioxidant of glutathione. And in that show, we're going to be talking about some interesting things around oncology and supportive cancer therapies and how naturopathic interventions can work in conjunction with oncology and oncological therapies to help people get through cancer treatment better and help improve outcomes. She did a residency at the Cancer Treatment Centers of America and has a lot of great expertise in that field. So as you can see, lots of great shows lined up for you in the next few weeks and into the new year. So I want to introduce my special guest and get on our topic for today. Aaron Stokes is a naturopathic doctor and director of education at Megafood, a whole food supplement company. The focus of her private practice in beautiful Boulder, Colorado, is postpartum health and wellness. Aaron received her naturopathic doctor degree from Bastyr University in 2001. She provided individual consultations as a practitioner at Pharmaca Integrative Pharmacy from November 2004 to June 2004. Aaron truly enjoys educating others and has taught Western pathology and psychology of healing at Southwest Acupuncture College. So, Aaron, thanks so much for being on the line with us today.
Thank you, Kevin. I'm really happy to be here.
So we're talking today a little bit about seasonal affective disorder, also referred commonly as SAD, S-A-D, which is a very appropriate acronym for a depressive-like condition. Do you want to sort of give a little bit of an overview to our guests about seasonal affective disorder, kind of what it means, who might be classified under that, and just give a general overview before we really get into it?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So seasonal affective disorder, as you said, is often referred to as SAD or SAD, also commonly called the winter blues. It's pretty common for people to have less energy and sometimes feel a little more down in the winter months. But people that suffer from the winter blues, it's more of a persistent situation. It occurs when people feel depressed or down during the winter months, and they'll notice that they feel much better once the days get noticeably longer in the spring and summer. And, you know, anyone can get the winter blues, Kevin, but there are some populations that are more likely to suffer from this. Of course, it's more common the further north you go when the days are shorter and shorter as we go further north. And it's interesting, when I was doing some additional reading about it to prepare for the show today, it's actually more common in places where there is not snow on the ground, that reflective light. You and I did our naturopathic training, and myself in Seattle and you in Portland, and as you know, those are two pretty cloudy cities, and there's not usually snow on the ground. So I thought that was really interesting to add that piece. And it is more common in women than men. The cause definitely seems to be associated with a lack of sunlight, and it's hypothesized that it might be associated with low serotonin levels as a result of that. Also, research definitely shows an association with low vitamin D levels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there also seems to be some theories about out there about how it relates to melatonin. Alfred mm-hmm. Louie, who is a physician and psychiatrist at Oregon Health and Science University, has done some interesting research on melatonin and how it affects seasonal affective disorder, because melatonin is produced in dim light and darkness by the pineal gland. And since there are direct connections via what's called the retinohypothalamic tract and the suprachiasmatic nucleus, which is basically connections between the retina of the eyes and the pineal glands, we know that basically light as it hits the eye has a direct impact on the pineal, and the pineal is the master of melatonin. And he's done some really interesting work using melatonin as a therapy for resetting people's circadian rhythm who are experiencing seasonal affective disorder. And he's actually even worked with blind individuals who get no signaling from light, and using pulse melatonin and exposure to light to work with that aspect. So there seems to be a lot of different theories, but what we do seem to definitely know, Aaron, is that it really is related to this circadian rhythm, this change that happens in the wintertime when the days get shorter and we're exposed to less light, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that the other piece with this, Kevin, is that we are spending so much time indoors as a society, and so there are people during those dark winter months, and next week is the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year, that are leaving for work in the dark and coming home from work in the dark and spending the day inside. So there does seem to be that connection, as you mentioned, with the light hitting the retina. In fact, it's absolutely one of the best things you can do is to get outside in the daylight hours, even if it's just for a little, you know, 10, 15 minutes at your lunch break. And I have talked with people who have said it's a really good idea, even here in sunny Colorado, to spend at least a little bit of time, of course, not looking directly at the sun, but not always putting those sunglasses on right away, just to get that light, as you were mentioning, to actually have some light, have contact with our eyes so that we can have that response. And what I hear from the patients that I work with is getting outside during the day makes a huge difference for them. Even if it's not a sunny day, it's just that trigger, and it may be related to melatonin, as you say. That's one of the best things you can do.
Yeah, and I mean, even exposure to outside. So outside light can be anywhere from 20 to 200 times more potent than indoor light, depending on if there's cloud cover or if there's bright sun or if there's water or snow on the ground that would actually be reflecting the light back. So even if it is a cloudy day, you still get some exposure when you do get outside, like I said, even if there is cloud cover. Now, in a place like Colorado, like you mentioned, I think, especially in Boulder, when I did my undergrad training there, I remember stats like 320 days of sunshine a year. I mean, it is a wonderful place to be for getting lots of sunshine. And there does seem to be a significant impact when you're getting that exposure, at least based on Dr. Louie's research, where the sun exposure or the exposure to intense light in the morning really seems to be the most effective. Now, any time of day, even if you can get out in lunchtime, will still be useful. But that first morning exposure to light, almost like what you would get from a dawn effect, like if we were still really really existing in the true rhythms of nature like our bodies were for the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years that our bodies evolved to reach the point they're at now. We spent so much time outside, and dawn was the wake-up time, and most of us were getting that exposure to the first morning sun. So first morning sun exposure is really important. Now, when we come back from the break, Dr. Stokes, I want to pick up this conversation, and we're going to start talking specifically about interventions people can do. So if you're someone out there who knows that wintertime, you get blue, you get down, this is an issue that you deal with, you may even work with your primary care physician and be getting antidepressants in the wintertime at low doses to get through the seasonal affective disorder, there are some very good natural therapies out there and lifestyle modifications that are proven to be as effective as pharmaceutical interventions for dealing with seasonal affective disorder. Also, just a quick mention, you know, it was interesting, Dr. Stokes, when I was looking at the research, there's sort of like an anti-seasonal affective disorder condition where in the summer and spring months, some people experience heightened anxiety and have some issues with mood related to the increased length of the day and the increased sun exposure. So clearly, some people are very, very sensitive to it. And I just want to mention that because there is a lot of awareness and literature out there around the seasonal affective disorder associated with the shortening of days, but there may be people out there who feel like they get more edgy or anxious or have issues in the summertime, but nobody's ever really identified it.
That's really interesting. Yes.
All right, when we come back from the break, we're going to let Dr. Stokes take us through some of these really great recommendations. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's ArniCare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. ArniCare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. ArniCare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find ArniCare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit ArniCare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember, Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com, or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week. Again, I'm promoting her show. She's going to be talking with a master herbalist discussing the wonders of the botanical pharmacy, which is an absolute wonderful, wonderful tool for dealing with many, many health conditions. So don't forget to tune in next week. If you're just tuning in now and missed the beginning part of our show, show, we've been talking about seasonal affective disorder, and we're going to be talking in this segment about some lifestyle, nutritional, supplemental factors to deal with wintertime blues, a very real condition. Many people are affected in the U.S., and as Dr. Stokes mentioned in the last segment, the further north you go in latitude, oftentimes, the more you increase the rates of seasonal affective disorder. Now, just in case you're tuning in and want to listen to the show in its entirety, you can always go to www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a little radio show microphone icon. If you click on that, you can download any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free in either MP3 format or in an iTunes format, so you can download it right to your portable media player. And this is a great resource. I can't tell you how many people email me every week and tell me, Dr. Passero, thank you so much for doing the show. I download these as podcasts, and I listen to them while I exercise, while I drive in my car, and I have learned so much about health and wellness through your and Dana's shows. So it really is a great free resource out there for you to educate yourself related to health and wellness. Now, one more quick announcement before we get back to the topic. It's the end of the year sale for the Village Group. Now through December 31st. Huge discounts on all products in the store, so if you need to stock up on things, now is a great time. Okay, so back to our topic. Dr. Stokes, we've been talking about seasonal affective disorder, and we discussed in the first segment some of the aspects that we think cause it. Now, we mentioned this whole aspect of circadian rhythm changes, mainly mediated by the fact that wintertime days are shorter than summertime days. So talk to us about probably one of the most popular and well-proven therapies for dealing with seasonal affective disorder, which is light therapy. Can you explain a little bit about what it is, how it works, what somebody needs to do, and give us some details about it?
Sure, Kevin, I would be happy to. So light therapy is one of the most common treatments for the winter blues, or SAD, SAD. And we talked earlier in the show about getting outside during daylight hours. Now, sometimes that's really difficult for people, and it may not be enough. And so there are specific light therapies that people can use, and they actually are prescribed. Earlier, you also talked about dawn and the importance of setting that circadian rhythm by getting exposed to light in the morning, perhaps getting the opportunity to even go on a walk in the early morning. In lieu of that, there is dawn simulation light. And that's when a soft light goes on in the morning. You can have that set up in your room, your bedroom, and it will gradually get brighter over time. And that helps with that natural instinct. You know, a lot of times people with the winter blues, one of their chief complaints is they literally feel like they can't get out of bed in the morning. Mm-hmm. They are exhausted. They're almost going into a sort of hibernation mode. Mm-hmm. You know, we know that some animals hibernate during the winter. And for many different reasons, some may be genetic, some people seem more prone towards the instinct to actually, you know, sleep 10 hours a night and not wake up feeling refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
So that dawn stimulation light can be very effective. Also, there's light box therapy. And I mentioned earlier that you and I both did our naturopathic training, mine in Seattle and yours in Portland, and I'm sure you saw many places where those light boxes were available, because in the Pacific Northwest, it is a very cloudy locale, and it's also quite far north.
Yep.
And so this bright light treatment can be quite effective. It's literally prescribed, and it's often prescribed for about 30 minutes a day. And it has very specific, in terms of how bright the light is and certain kind of light bulbs. And many people find it to be quite effective, and it has been clinically proven to be effective. And, you know, it's interesting because we're really moving to the holidays, and you see those twinkling holiday lights everywhere throughout neighborhoods. And I think there's this really natural instinct to actually bring light into this darkest time of the year.
It absolutely makes sense. And, you know, as you mentioned, the light therapy has been proven to be effective. In a 2006 pretty large trial that was done, they put fluoxetine, which is basically the generic of Prozac, one of the most common selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor depression drugs, head-to-head with light therapy, and they were equal 67% effectiveness in treating seasonal affective disorder, according to a direct head-to-head trials conducted during the 2006 CAN-SAD study, the CAN-SAD study. So we know that lightbox therapy does work, which is really great news for people who are out there who don't necessarily want to get on an antidepressant medication but are struggling with some of these effects of seasonal affective disorder. Now, another interesting point that you mentioned is for some people, seasonal affective disorder doesn't always present as straight depression. It may just present as a lack of energy or fatigue, whereas somebody doesn't necessarily feel some of the things they would normally relate to specifically depression, which I think is interesting. So that's light therapy, right? And there are different kinds of light therapy. There's bright white light. There's different color lights like green lights and blue lights. From the research that I had looked at, it seems like the bright light therapy of the white light is the one that has the most tried and true response rate when it comes to treating seasonal affective disorder. And as you mentioned, Dr. Stokes, typically it's about 30 to 60 minutes of exposure to the light, and you sit pretty close to it, anywhere from 30 to 60 centimeters in front, not staring at the light, but having the light basically hit your body and get into your eyes. And I think from what I researched with Dr. Louie, it really seems very important, depending on how people are cycling through these things, that the best time of day to get this exposure is in the morning. But it could be something that a lot of people put right on their desk at work. And in the morning time when they're at work, they just put it on and do their normal work. They don't have to interrupt their day or interrupt their rhythms, and they get this exposure to the bright light. And I have seen, I'm sure you have as well, Dr. Stokes, so many people report that these bright light therapies are really effective for helping with their seasonal affective disorder.
Yes, absolutely. And speaking of light, sunlight is crucial for our production of vitamin B.
Right, exactly.
So, when sunlight has impact or, you know, comes to our skin, we can naturally manufacture our own vitamin D. Now, because a couple of things I think is why vitamin D deficiency is so prevalent throughout our country. One is that I certainly do not advocate people getting sunburned, but when you put sunscreen on or sunblock before you even step out the door, you're not giving your body that chance to make its own vitamin D. And a lot of medical doctors are recommending now that you allow yourself and even your children, I certainly do this with my 5-year-old, let them outside for 10 or 15 minutes so they have that opportunity to make vitamin D before you put on sunscreen. Now, because we also are spending so much time indoors, as you mentioned, compared to our ancestors, we don't have the same opportunity to make vitamin D. A lot of people wonder, how can vitamin D deficiency be such an epidemic? And I think these are some of the reasons why. Now, an association has definitely been shown between low vitamin D levels and seasonal affective disorder, also known as the winter blues. Seasonal affective disorder definitely appears to be more common when vitamin D levels are low. And there's actually a small study done, about a decade ago, not too far from where you are, at the Union Memorial Hospital in Baltimore. And it showed a clear improvement in vitamin D levels. When vitamin D levels were improved, the depression that was associated with seasonal affective disorder also improved. So vitamin D is something that definitely don't want to miss in this conversation. And MegaFood does have a wonderful vitamin D3 formula. It's a bioavailable whole food form. It's vegetarian. And we do have a kid's formula that's 400 IU that I give to my son every day because, as you know, Kevin, vitamin D, besides its role in mood and improving mood, it's very important for building and maintaining strong bone, and also for immune system function. And it's nice in our vitamin D3 formulations, we have the 400 IU for kids, we have 1,000 IU and a 2,000 IU. And in the formula, there's also an immune health blend that contains nutritional yeast and also organic broccoli, which is an important source of sulforaphane, very important for the immune system. So I love how the vitamin D3 formula is vitamin D3 and more to really support this seasonal time, raising your vitamin D3 levels. I take the 2,000 IU every day, And also supporting your immune system, very important.
Yeah, it's a very common recommendation to start increasing vitamin D intake moving into the winter months. There has been some good documented research out there suggesting that people who have higher blood levels of vitamin D have higher resistance to viral infections, specifically seasonal flu. So, you know, lots of people are concerned moving into the winter months. How are they going to do with the flu? Some people opt for flu shots, which do offer some potential protection. But we also know there are, you know, the flu shot is never 100%. It's usually a guess about what strains are going to be coming out. And many years they get it right and some years they get it wrong. So vitamin D can be another natural way to improve your body's potential immunity to dealing with viral infections and viral onslaughts. So there's so many different reasons to look for increased supplementation of vitamin D in the winter months. Now, when it comes with vitamin D, as I tell lots of people, and I'm sure you do too, Dr. Stokes, it's not always one size fits all. I mean, really, the best approach for dealing with vitamin D supplementation is to really work with whatever provider you're comfortable working with and get a blood test to assess your body's levels of vitamin D and then decide on an appropriate level of supplementation based on that. It seems very variable how people respond to vitamin D. You may have one person take 2,000 or 3,000 IUs a day, and they do that for months, and they're still very, very low on their serum levels of vitamin D. You may have another person who takes 2,000 to 3,000 IUs of vitamin D a day for several months, and their levels shoot up higher than the high end of normal, which is not a good situation either. And it has a lot to do with the fact that vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin, and that some people store vitamin D differently depending on their fat stores and how much fat they have, adipose tissue they have on their body. And then different physiological parameters in people's bodies. Sometimes chronic infections can affect how your body processes vitamin D. Certain physiological needs, different genetic aspects of things can determine how our bodies utilize, store, and deal with vitamin D supplementation. So it's really important, ideally, to find a provider that's willing to do it. And with all of the research that's come out with vitamin D in the last 10 years, I don't think there's any provider out there these days, holistic or conventional, that would have trouble running a vitamin D level on somebody if they came in and requested it. So when we come back from the break, I mean, just to sort of summarize this first segment, we talked about light therapy and we talked about the importance of vitamin D. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about some other lifestyle and nutritional factors that really can influence seasonal affective disorder. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. GeroFormulas.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. From now until the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Today, we are talking about seasonal affective disorder. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be back next week. Just want to make a quick mention of the Village Green Apothecary. They've been a health and wellness pharmacy located here in the Bethesda area for over 40 years. Truly have pioneered this field of health and wellness in this area. They have a wonderful staff of very knowledgeable people who can guide you in your health and wellness needs. They have a huge array of health and wellness products, over 10,000 different SKUs for vitamins, supplements, herbals, body creams, lotions, everything that you could imagine, all natural. We also have a regular pharmacy, and we have an amazing staff of pharmacists on hand who are some of the most compassionate and caring pharmacists I have ever met in my entire life. Wonderful people who will really help to serve your pharmacy needs. And we also have a compounding pharmacy, which makes custom vitamin, nutrition, and medication products for you. So the compounding pharmacy does amazing things with bioidentical hormones, nutritional compounds, all sorts of different things. The world of compounding pharmacy is truly and one of the most exciting parts of the health and wellness field. So to get back on track, today we are talking about seasonal affective disorder. If you're just tuning in, you can download the show in its entirety, usually about 3 or 4 days after it airs, by going to www.myvillagegreen.com and clicking on the archive show section, and you can download them for free. So, Dr. Stokes, in the last segment, we talked about light therapy and vitamin D as pretty proven effective ways to help with seasonal affective disorder. Let's talk about two now really fundamental lifestyle interventions which have been proven to improve seasonal affective disorder. So I'm just going to go ahead and set you up with that and let you start.
Thank you, Kevin. Yes, one that I think is crucial is exercise. We all know about the benefits of exercise, and with seasonal affective disorder or the winter blues, exercise plays a very important role. It helps our body with lowering cortisol, which is a stress hormone. And certainly when people are feeling blue, they often are also feeling stressed. So it helps with our stress levels, and it also helps with production of endorphins to make us feel good, uplift our mood. So exercise is a really important piece. I'm a big advocate of trying to get outside and exercise if you can. And if you can't in those winter months because of your work schedule, getting to the gym is great too. So exercise is a very important piece. Of course, a cornerstone with this as well is going to be nutrition.
Can we just back up for a second? I definitely want you to talk about nutrition, but just a couple comments on exercise.
Sure.
I mean, we know exercise is good for so many reasons, all of which you just mentioned. And really what the research have shown us over the years is that even people with moderate and major depression, when you use exercise head-to-head to antidepressants, exercise typically has better outcomes. Now, these are very well-designed studies. This has been in the literature for a very long amount of time. The knowledge that exercise is as good of an antidepressant as the antidepressant medications are in most cases of depression, which is really amazing. Now, the problem always is that people who are feeling lethargic and depressed, it's very difficult to motivate to exercise. I know I don't typically feel lethargic or depressed, and I have trouble motivating to exercise sometimes with schedule changes and the demands of family and work and everything else that's in our lives. But for people who are really looking for scientifically proven effective strategies for dealing with mood disorders, you can't discount exercise because the research is so incredibly solid about its ability to improve mood. And again, that goes beyond just looking at seasonal seasonal affective disorder. So, okay, Dr. Stokes, go ahead and talk to us about nutrition.
Thank you, Kevin. I was going to add one thing to what you were saying is that it's true that people often don't feel motivated to exercise when they're feeling down. And one of the things that can be really helpful with the winter blues is social support and a social network and actually getting out and being with a friend. So if people out there are having a hard time getting that motivation, I suggest making a date with a friend to meet them for a walk, to meet them at the gym, because that commitment to meet someone often is what gets people out the door. So that can be really helpful. And then you have the benefit of being with a friend and that social connection, which can be really helpful. So with this, to move into a very important piece, nutrition. What people with the winter blues often do crave carbohydrates and sugar. It's kind of a natural response, and then can gain some weight in those winter months, which just can kind of compound not feeling that great. So one of the recommendations that I make, and I imagine you do in your practice too, Kevin, is to really make sure that you're having a protein at each meal. Now, it doesn't have to be a lot of protein, but we do know that having adequate amounts of protein can help stabilize your blood sugar or blood glucose levels, and that can really help with those carbohydrate cravings. So one of the most simple things I've done in my practice is I ask people when they sit down for the meal to just say, where's my protein? They're having a beautiful salad with greens and tomatoes and carrots and fantastic. Also ask, where's my protein? Because that protein, whether it's a hard-boiled egg or tofu or a piece of turkey, is going to really help with stabilizing blood glucose. And when our blood glucose levels are more in balance, we feel better. We don't have those highs and lows. Something that can really add to the highs and lows is coffee and caffeine. And a lot of people this time of year, where the holidays are trying to squeeze in, you know, the regular work schedule and then maybe a party after work and their child's holiday event at school, may have an extra cup of coffee to keep up. Many people drink a little more alcohol this time of year. And so one of the things I love that kind of gives not just a great nutritional boost, but for many people, gives them a little bit of an emotional boost because they start the day doing something really great for their body, and that is the Mega Food Organic Greens. It's a powdered formula, and it's a great start to your day. I make a shake in the morning, and my husband's fully on board now. He loves it too. And it has organic spirulina and chlorella in it, which can help with gently detoxifying. Now, detoxifying and renewing is something we're going to hear a lot more about after the new year because everyone wants to kind of get that fresh start. Well, I'd say during the holidays, it's also a great time to have this very gentle support for your body's ability to detoxify. And then you have all organic superfoods in this formula, such as broccoli, spinach, kale, tomato, cranberries, blueberries. Kevin, the list goes on and on. But I just love that feeling of starting the day with this green shake. And I, you know, I enjoy my organic French press coffee too. And it's, having this green shake is helps to alkalize your system and offset some of that acidity. And it's just a great way to give your body nourishment and nutrition, which is an important part of feeling optimal in mood.
Yeah, absolutely. Nutrition is so incredibly important when it comes to this. And I think doing something like a green shake in the morning is always a great thing to add to your regimen, whether it's in the morning or any time of day. But getting more greens in, especially good organic greens, gives your body really, really dense sources of nutrition, aids in detoxification, and supports your cellular health. Now, I love talking about nutrition, and I love talking about some of these aspects around carbohydrate cravings, because what I love explaining to people, you know, so many people crave carbohydrates, and it's a natural process to crave carbohydrates, specifically in the winter, especially for people with seasonal affective disorder. And we know this by some of the science that we know about how our brains work. So we know that seasonal affective disorder is theorized to be due to several things. And one of the things that we think it's related to, as we've talked about, is decreased levels of serotonin in the brain and decreased levels of melatonin and changes in the way melatonin output happens because of the light cycles. Now, why do people crave carbohydrates? So many people know, or most people know, that they shouldn't be overeating the cookies at work or overeating the cake at work. And they try so incredibly hard to resist the urges, but they can't always resist. They give in. And I like to explain to people that it's not their fault. Avoiding carbohydrates and avoiding cravings is not all about just willpower. What people don't understand is that there are physiological processes happening in their brain that are driving them, that are more powerful than their conscious decision to make a good decision or not about using and utilizing and wanting these foods. When serotonin levels in the brain fall, we know that if you eat a bolus of carbohydrates or a bolus of sugar, you get a temporary boost in serotonin levels in the brain. So if somebody is dealing with seasonal affective disorder, they're feeling depressed because serotonin levels are dropping because of less exposure to light, and they're craving carbohydrates, and they're beating themselves up because they know they shouldn't be doing it. They're gaining weight. They're trying to be good. They're beating themselves up, not realizing that there are such powerful things at play going on in their body that may be beyond some aspects of their control. When you can explain that to people, it gives them a little bit of a pass and helps them understand the physiology behind it. Now, how we fix it? Exactly what Dr. Stokes outlined. One of the most important things for fixing those cravings is consuming more protein. And this is for various reasons. Number one, as she mentioned, protein stabilizes the blood sugar. And when you stabilize the blood sugar, you start reducing some of your body's cues and physiological wants for more sugar. The other aspect is that protein gets broken down into amino acids. And amino acids, mind you, are the building blocks for all of our neurotransmitters. So when you eat a good piece of protein, your body breaks it down into amino acids like tryptophan and tyrosine. And these amino acids are directly converted into these neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine and norepinephrine, these chemicals in our brain that dictate our mood and how we feel. So consuming more protein in your diet helps to increase the availability of these amino acids, which then increases the amount of neurotransmitters in our brain. When you start eating in this way and you start minding what you're doing with nutrition, and then you start adding some willpower into it, it becomes so much easier to make good choices. And that's when you see people really blossom and be successful. And it's incredibly gratifying as a practitioner and for the patients to watch people finally get control of bad habits by helping them understand the process that's going on in their body. Additional tools, as I'm sure you have worked with Dr. Stokes, involve using direct amino acid supplementation. So you can use things like 5-hydroxytryptophan, which is a precursor directly to serotonin, to get serotonin levels up in the body. You can use tyrosine, the direct precursor to dopamine, epinephrine, and norepinephrine, to boost these neurotransmitter levels in the brain. And I'm sure, Dr. Stokes, you've used those amino acid therapies. The only warning I would give people is that if you're taking prescription antidepressants, you really need to make sure to work with somebody who's qualified in these amino acid therapies, because if you're already using a medication that is boosting neurotransmitter levels and you start adding amino acids to the mix, you can really upset that delicate balance in the brain. So, Dr. Stokes, do you have any comments about that before we go to our next break?
I just wanted to say I completely agree with what you said, that it's very important, that amino acid balance. And I have seen quite impressive results with 5-HTP in particular, and have worked with people that will take 5-HTP for maybe 4 months of the year to help through that winter blues. So, and of course, absolutely agree that you need to talk with your pharmacist and prescribing doctor if you're ever combining prescriptions with 5-HTP. So I'm with you.
Yeah.
I think those are all great additions. Thank you.
Sure, exactly. Now, when we come back from the break, we're going to pick up the conversation. We're going to be touching on a few other aspects, health conditions, issues that may affect seasonal affective disorder. And these specifically in some people who maybe notice that they tend to be a little bit lethargic or blue in general, but it really gets exacerbated in the wintertime. There may be some very important underlying issues that are going on with your body that have not been identified identified at this point and are commonly, very commonly missed with traditional approaches to evaluating people's health. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, and we're going to be back right after this break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from Enzymatic Therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be back with another great show related to herbalism. It's going to be a fantastic show, so you won't want to miss out on that one. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so set your dials. You can also download all of our previously recorded shows at www.myvillagegreen.com. If you have somebody that's out of the broadcasting area but you know would love to listen to the content of our show and would be interested in listening live, they can stream the show at www.federalnewsradio.com as it airs every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Today we've been talking about seasonal affective disorder. We've been talking about nutritional strategies, lifestyle strategies, supplement strategies for treating seasonal affective disorder. This is one of the conditions where we have so many well-proven non-pharmaceutical approaches to dealing with seasonal affective disorder. So if you suffer from this, if you're dealing with this and you are looking for a non-prescriptive approach, you need to listen to the show in its entirety because there are some very, very good strategies for it. Now, my guest on the phone, Dr. Erin Stokes, is a naturopathic doctor and director of education at MegaFood. She's been helping us understand seasonal affective disorder and some of the approaches to dealing with it. So, Dr. Stokes, I know there are a couple other topics we want to, really important topics we want to get to in this last segment, and one of the ones you want to start out with are B vitamins. So I'm going to let you explain that a little bit.
Thank you, Kevin. Yes, I feel that no conversation would be complete without talking about the B vitamins as well. You know, when we're working with something such as the winter blues or people feeling a little down, we want to make sure that we're not missing any of the foundational support. Our body needs certain nutrients. We talked earlier about vitamin D. We haven't touched on essential fatty acids, but they're really important as well. And there's these certain building blocks we can call them, that our body really needs to feel our best. So the Balanced B Complex Omega-3 has this great formula that I love that has a balanced ratio of whole food B vitamins that are really bioavailable. And I've seen very good results with this in terms of three specific areas that the B vitamins play a crucial role. Now, it's really biochemistry. The B vitamins are involved in a lot of different reactions in our body. And those center around energy, stress, and hormonal balance for women in particular. There's many women that I work with who are feeling particularly blue at a different time, which is at a certain time of the month, premenstrually. And this Balanced B Complex can be very effective for that. Also, I love that in this formula, there's 125 milligrams of organic spinach, which, as we both know, is one of the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet. So always continuing to have that nutritional support is very, very important. So I really wanted to touch on the necessity of a really good B complex, such as a Balanced B complex.
Yeah, Bs are really important. As I talked about before, when it comes to using amino acids to help with getting building blocks of neurotransmitters, you need the protein to get the amino acids, but you need these things like B vitamins, one of the most critical nutrients, specifically B6, that runs these enzymatic pathways that convert the amino acids into the neurotransmitters. So B vitamins are so important when we're under stress, which most of us are. We deplete our B vitamin stores. Drinking coffee, drinking alcohol, any other kind of recreational or prescriptive drug intake will deplete B vitamin status. So having a good B complex on hand is a wonderful way to guarantee some extra added support for energy and mood. B vitamins, the other wonderful thing about them is they are all water soluble, very easily detoxified by the body, and for the most part have very, very low profile for any side effects. The only one that can possibly cause some problems might be very, very high doses of B6, which you would not be getting in any regular multivitamin or B complex supplement off the shelf, unless you were taking massive amounts of it every day. But generally speaking, B vitamins have no known toxicity, very little drug interactions, are incredibly safe, and can easily be taken on a daily basis. And a B complex vitamin is a wonderful, wonderful addition to any type of regular supplement regimen. So Dr. Stokes, I know you want to talk about another topic that's near and dear to my heart, because I do a lot of this in my work, which is this aspect, an endocrine aspect that can really manifest with symptoms that look like depression, that look like fatigue, and somebody might think that they're dealing with seasonal affective disorder, but really have some other underlying condition going on that's missed. So tell us, Dr. Stokes, what is this condition? Why is it missed? And why is it important to look at?
Yes. So there are many people in our country and really throughout the world that are dealing with suboptimal thyroid function. So there's thyroid gland. It's the gland that sits right in your neck and is so important for metabolism, for energy, for it's involved in mood. That little hardworking gland, the thyroid gland, is very susceptible, actually, to the effects of stress. And I talked in my show with Dana a couple months ago about how chronic high levels of cortisol negatively impact the thyroid gland. I wanted to mention this today because there are many people out there who may be experiencing some of the symptoms of low thyroid function. And you mentioned, Kevin, the low mood, depression, which we've been talking about today, fatigue, that difficulty to think clearly and quickly, where people say themselves, you know, I used to be able to be really sharp and I was very quick on my feet with thinking, and it's just not the same. Also, some weight gain, where people will say, you know, I haven't really changed anything about my exercise routine or my food, but somehow I'm gaining this extra weight. These are some symptoms of possible low thyroid function. Another one that's really important to investigate is when people start losing some hair. They might have coarse, dry hair or some actual hair loss. Now, of course, it's very important to check in with your healthcare provider, a practitioner, or a local practitioner such as yourself that can help with these, working with these conditions. And what happens is that many people do their due diligence, they go see their doctor, they get thyroid labs run, and they all come back normal. We see this a lot where the labs are totally normal. Their medical doctor says, you know, you're fine, everything's fine, but they have this constellation of symptoms. And that's when I think it's a perfect time to really give the thyroid some specific support. This is very, you know, you said near and dear to your heart. It's near and dear to mine as well, because I've worked with many, many people, particularly women, and women are more prone to hypothyroidism, who have been helped by the MegaFood Thyroid Strength. It's a comprehensive combination of whole food nutrients, herbs, and seaweeds to support optimal thyroid function. And it's this very beautiful formula in the sense that it has some of the things you would expect, Kevin, such as whole food iodine and selenium, along with tyrosine, to support thyroid hormone production. It also has sensoral ashwagandha, which is a clinically studied extract of ashwagandha root and leaf that's actually been shown to help reduce cortisol levels. And I mentioned that cortisol's negative effect and stress, the effect of stress on the thyroid gland. There's a herb in there, Coleus forscoli, that helps promote healthy weight levels. And one of the most delightful outcomes of this formula that many people see is an increase in energy and a very moderate and healthy, sustainable weight loss. So we're certainly, there's no stimulants or anything that's going to rev up the system in an unhealthy way. But many people see, you know, a few pounds, 5 pounds, maybe even up to 10 to come off and stay off because they're supporting that important gland that's responsible for helping with metabolism.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people who are having issues that look like thyroid symptoms, but their lab results are still within the normal range, may only need something like a nutritional supplement to give their thyroid a little bit more activity. The thyroid range, the reason why it's missed so much is the range for measuring thyroid function is very, very broad, and not everybody has the same effects in the same aspects of the range. One person might feel better in certain areas of the range, another person might feel better in others, and that type of individualized sensitivity is not always taken into account, because when we look at labs to evaluate thyroid, it's traditionally looked at as something that's very black or white. You're either good or you're not. And that's just not how it works. There is a whole spectrum of how people feel in relation to where their thyroid is functioning. And it's really important, if you feel like you're dealing with a host of thyroid symptoms and you're getting tests done and they're showing normal, but you still feel like you're having these issues and it's not getting addressed by your doctor to the degree that you would like, you need to seek out somebody that can help coach you with nutritional supplements or other ways to support your thyroid. So thanks for bringing that up, Dr. Stokes. Now, just my last comments on this topic are related to the fact that winter months were supposed to slow down a little bit. If you look at every other animal in nature, what do they do during the wintertime? They hibernate, they slow down. Humans, we are just another animal in nature, as much as we like to forget that. So there are certain biorhythms that have been ingrained in our body over millions of years that make us want to slow down a little bit in the wintertime. Now, none of our demands change. Family's still there, work's still there, so it's hard to slow down. But I encourage people in the wintertime, you know, after the holidays are done, to try and take a little bit of a slower pace to life. Maybe plan less events on the weekend, plan less social outings, try and reduce some of your work stress and after work meetings or obligations. Try and plan your life so that you can become a little bit more dormant. You can always pick things back up in the spring and summer. So those are my closing comments. Dr. Stokes, we are out of time. Thank you so much for being on the show today. It was truly a pleasure to have you on, and I think your information was incredibly valuable.
Thank you, Kevin. I really enjoyed our time together.
All right, everybody, that wraps up the Essentials of Healthy Living for today. Don't forget to tune in next week. I will be back in 2 weeks. This is Dr. Kevin Passero wishing you all the best of health.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.